Tensions remain high on Pakistan's other border, the one with India. It's most tense along the line of control, which divides the state of Kashmir essentially in two. The southern portion is administered by India, the northern section by Pakistan. Kashmir, like Pakistan, has a majority Muslim population. Muslims and Hindus have lived side by side there for generations. But amid threats of another war on the Asian subcontinent, Pakistani militants have increased their attacks in the Indian-controlled part of Kashmir, seeking to drive the Hindus out. Somini Sengupta is a reporter for The New York Times. She joins us now. Hi, Somini.
Hi, Lynn.
You've been, the last few weeks, you've been reporting from Kashmir. Can you describe what it's like there?
Yes, I've been reporting mostly from the border areas in the Jammu and Kashmir province of India. Along the border and the line of control between India and Pakistan, there's heavy troop deployment. Indian troops are all along the line of control. And this has obviously affected the border villages on the India side. Many of the villagers have left their villages and have come into the interior villages because their homes have either been shelled or their fields have been planted with landmines. One refugee sort of settlement that I visited a couple of days ago in a place called Poonch, it was a schoolhouse that was occupied by villagers who had migrated out, and there were 18 families to one schoolroom, in one schoolroom, with they were telling me that they had been given one blanket per family, and it's rather cold there, so they were not living in anywhere near ideal conditions.
What can you tell us about the militants who are terrorizing the population there?
There's been an insurgency in Kashmir for the last 12 years, really since 1989, and a great deal has changed in these last 12 years. Initially, most of the militant groups were Kashmiris. Kashmiris who crossed the line of control, went to Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, got training, got weapons, and came back to the Indian side of Kashmir. In recent years, according to Indian security officials, they are seeing many more what they call foreign militants, nationals of Pakistan and Afghanistan, and they continue to wreak unspeakable, unending violence. And the summer capital of Kashmir, which is called Srinagar, located right in the valley of Kashmir, nestled in the Himalayas, has suffered this ongoing war between the Indian security forces and the militants for these dozen years. And as a result, it is a rather sad place at the moment. I'll give you just a couple of examples. The movie theaters, there are about a dozen movie theaters in the city of Srinagar. None of them are open today. Initially, the militants decided that movies were not something that Kashmiris could afford, and movie theaters closed down. They were attacked with grenades and so on. No one goes out in Kashmir at night. The shops close down. The restaurants close down as soon as the sun goes down. Mm. There is security officials and army soldiers really all over Kashmir, and every single day, 7, 8, 9 killings take place. This is rather routine, and this continues today as the war buildup, potential war buildup, has gone on.
Thank you so much, Somini.
Okay, thank you.
Somini Sengupta is a reporter for The New York Times. We spoke to her in New Delhi.